Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coast to coast, county, city, state governments under federal funding and mandate are publicly federalizing their police, militarizing them, preparing all the so-called non-lethal weapons, openly talking about martial law. And it's time to wake up to this fact and to realize just how serious things have gotten. Kerry wins in Wisconsin as Dean Flounder, so you're going to have your Skull and Bones presidency. Dean is scheduled sometime today to be giving his little throw-in-the-towel speech. Bush is in trouble over evidence that he was involved in an abortion. Euro hits new high of $1.29 plus against the dollar. Also, we're going to be getting into Republican link to Chinagate, media empire, and voting machines running for Congress in Austin. Quite an expose coming up in 30 minutes. Right to arms and vehicles bill gutted by the NRA in South Dakota. More of their gun-grabbing activities. And from the National Review magazine, bill for confiscation of firearms, H.R. 2403. It would confiscate all guns. That's the National Review, by the way. So we're just calmly talking about total gun confiscation. No big deal. Very conservative. Federal terror prosecutors suing Ashcroft. Fox News saying Ashcroft's lied about terror threats, taking people's liberties. Australian troops told on the eve of the Iraq II war that there were no weapons of mass destruction, not to worry, that it was all a big lie, just an excuse. That's out of the Herald. Brain fingerprints under scrutiny. The so-called brain scanners they put in the airports, people are now saying are frauds. BBC. Scores die in Iran fuel wagon blast. And much more. But joining us is Jack Blood, great talk show host, right there on 1320 Reality Radio out of Providence, Rhode Island, covering that state and parts of three others. And we're honored to have him on the broadcast. Governor's proposed Homeland Security bill under fire. And out of this News 10 article, it says that if you criticize the government, speak or utter statements, fly anything but the American flag, it actually says that. It's the 1918 sedition law that you will be arrested as a terrorist. It's an act of terror. And this is kind of like the bill they had last year in Oregon, where if you criticize the government, download music, have an illegal gun, engage in a whole host of misdemeanors, block traffic, protest, every protester, if one protester commits a crime, gets life in prison in a forest labor camp. That's from the bill. Jack Blood, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me, Alex. And this is blatantly unconstitutional, this bill. And, of course, affects a station like ours, which 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, broadcasts language that might be defined as potentially dangerous or advocating anarchy or terrorism.
Oh, boy. And they hung people that criticized the government during World War One. And just a few days ago on your show, Jack, we talked about Michael Savage there locally, how you listen to him every day saying, anybody that criticizes the government, put them in a forced labor camp. That's an exact quote. And now we see that type of mindset being brought forward by your local government. Are folks concerned about this?
Yeah, actually, I am pretty optimistic, Alex, that this bill is not going to go through, and this was a big misstep by Carcieri, but we have seen him building up when he brought in this guy, Tim Brown, who was a New York City firefighter working with the city's emergency management office. Okay, we know that's the state version of FEMA. They've been working on this for a while, and it all kind of culminated at this governor's Homeland Security conference that they had in October 30th.
Yeah, the feds are pushing this nationwide. This is going in all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is the scariest part of something like this, is this is not defined. The language is vague and way too broad and can just encompass anything.
Absolutely. Jack, stay there. We're going to come back, go over the bill, read from actual subsections. We're just calmly talking about martial law. So's Tommy Frank. So's General Everhart. We're on the air in Colorado Springs. Want to say hi to them. Publicly say that the military will run our lives. They're getting ready to set aside the Constitution for our new military form of government. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Some people have called, emailed, just a few of them, and they say, you know, you talk so much about martial law. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about Republican versus Democrat in this whole WWF theater when they're all in the same camp. I am going to talk about the Attorney General, the Deputy Attorney General, in the Oakland Tribune last year, Mike Van Winkle, saying, quote, protesting the war aids terrorists, and so we are going to arrest those that protest the war. We're going to talk about the law they tried to pass up in Oregon where if you criticize the government or download music or have a gun that's not registered or block traffic, every protester gets life in prison in a forest labor camp. That's a quote. We're going to talk about how they had the governor's Homeland Security summit with Ridge, and suddenly governors start popping up saying, if you criticize the government, we're going to put you in prison. I mean, they're really trying to do it right now. They've said they want to get rid of Posse Comitatus. They've said they want to put troops on the streets. We cannot stress this enough. And joining us from our affiliate out of Providence, Rhode Island, is talk show host Jack Blood. On PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, we have posted News Channel 10, Governor's Proposed Homeland Security Bill Under Fire. I would imagine it's been posted at jackblood.com. This came out today. And, Jack, I read some of this in the last hour, but I want to go back over it. But you've looked at the legislation. I've got the bill here in front of me. I've got the news article here in front of me. It's World War I era laws that make it illegal to speak, utter, or print statements in support of anarchy, which they can say is anything, speak in favor of overthrowing the government, well, that's the Declaration of Independence, or display a flag or emblem other than the flag of the United States. So that's the World War One law. You got something other than the American flag. I mean, that's how broad this is.
Yeah, it could be a Confederate flag.
It could be anything. I mean, but that shows, look, and they admit here that it's similar to Section 802 of the Patriot Act that has the definition of, if you're suspected of any misdemeanor, secret arrest, secret execution. Comments to this?
Well, first of all, you know, we're trying to get through to Cartieri, and his spokesperson has put out a blanket report, you know, that's going to everybody. This was also on the front page of the Providence Journal today, and not in a very positive way, I might add. You know, they're saying that they did not specifically use the Patriot Act as a template, that they used language in state law and a bill passed in 1996, and ultimately what they're trying to do is get us in line with more progressive anti-terrorism legislation nationwide in you know, states like Virginia and others, a couple of other states. So what I think is absolutely telling here, Alex, is that we worked very hard to repeal the Patriot Act in Providence. We're going all through our coverage in a two-state area to repeal the Patriot Act. We've been very successful in that. And then here comes this bill to supersede all of that. And I'll tell you, one of the things here, it says, you know, in this legislation, in this particular bill Cartieri is offering, is that if you intimidate or coerce a civilian population, which I guess by reason we might be doing with our broadcast here, or influence a policy or unit of government, that could, again, be life in prison or 10 years in prison. And the thing that's quite funny about that, Alex, is that that's exactly what I intend to do over here. We are going to intimidate and coerce the governor to not apply this bill to Rhode Islanders.
Well, I mean, that's what protests and demonstrations and phone calls and emails are about.
And
folks, this isn't happening. This isn't happening in a vacuum. Governor Ridge is getting this passed all over the country, and federal courts are ruling that you can't go out and protest on a street corner. They're arresting people for this,
or even picketing if you know, your salary is being cut, or you're being infringed upon by the nearest Walmart.
There was the Sacramento Bee article a few weeks ago that showed men with automatic machine guns and black uniforms arresting people on sidewalks who were protesting over the you know, the grocery store cuts and pays, the unions, and they just ordered their arrest.
Right.
Militarized police just come out and arrest you like this is Latin America or something.
Well, let's remember that Homeland Security, and security being supplanted with the word control, means Homeland Control. That's what this is all about. I'll tell you something very ironic in this bill is that it's illegal to speak or print any language in defiance of state or federal constitutions. That's exactly what this bill does, which is, of course, again, quite ironic.
So if you print anything criticizing laws, oh, you know, we've got the news articles posted. I've got the bill here in front of me. I need to get that posted. That's to my two webmasters out there for Prison Planet and InfoWars.
I mean, this is one of the most deliberate and extreme attacks on the First Amendment and right to free speech in recent memory. And here, part of the bill says, if you are printing or speaking any language, which would be this bill, in defiance of state or federal constitutions, that you, again, are liable for a federal crime and a felony. Also, it defines weapons of mass destruction as an instrument or a device or substance causing death or serious injury to a person. I guess that could be a firearm or
well,
even a baseball bat.
That's what the Oregon law did, is it said that if you have an unlicensed gun, life in prison, forest labor camp, because it's a weapon of mass destruction.
Or a box cutter, I guess, could be a weapon of mass destruction.
And by the way, folks, people that say, oh, they're not going to use us for that. Rush Limbaugh's medical records, Patriot Act 1, topless bars, county commissioners, zoning laws, pot dealers, they're using it against everybody. And the spokesman for the Justice Department last year in testimony told Congress, we will use this against all crimes and all suspected crimes.
Yeah, this is something that they're going to try to implement in every city, town, and state in this union. And I think what's behind it largely is this massive repealing of the Patriot Act all over the country, thank God. And the fact that Bush is using bait as this Homeland Security bill money in order to force these governors to implement these draconian laws.
And by the way, when they blow something else up, when the military-industrial complex carries out more attacks, national draft, up to 49 years of age, you'll have to domestically dig dishes, engage in tattletale behavior. The TIPS program has been expanded to have your cable guy, the carpet cleaner, spying on you. Everything's an act of terrorism now. I mean, this is a hellish end of America that we're talking about here.
It's the definition of terrorism where we're going to have big problems here, defined in this bill as a violent act or dangerous act or acts dangerous to human life, which could, again, be drunk driving, jaywalking, whatever. I mean, this gives them the ability to put us in prison for life for the smallest offense. Their defense is going to be, well, obviously we're not going to do that.
But then they do it. But then they do it, and the local news won't report on it.
The spokesperson for Cartieri in this case has said, you know, that these laws have been around for nearly a century without any court challenge.
And by the way, they say that over and over again, and that's not the case. In the State of the Union, Bush said, "Well, we've been using these laws in the drug war. What's wrong with for terrorists?" Yeah, they've been using asset forfeiture seizure where no drugs are found, no paraphernalia. They just take your house. Yeah, that's true. They've been doing that for over a decade.
You know, and then we got this other thing where anything to do with an airport, including making too much noise in the parking lot, define for me, Alex Jones, threatening or tumultuous behavior in an airport. It reminds me of that movie Anger Management where the guy is asking for headphones and the next thing he's being hauled off the plane.
Well, we see those real-life cases every week in the news. Look, I mean, this is serious, serious business. And look, we cannot stress. Let me just read from yesterday, and then we'll go to some calls. This is out of Business Wire. Surplus Army vehicles find new life in era of Homeland Security. Well, they were doing this long before that. And now, listen to what they say they'll use these for. The M113 family of vehicles is currently being used by law enforcement and other first responders in over 27 states and assist in natural disasters, search and rescue operations, counter drug operations, riot and crowd control, and other related Homeland Security Department of Defense applications. So they're saying this is military, Homeland Security. It says that the deputy head of Homeland Security with military officers met with the Calhoun County Sheriff's Department when they bought two of these. I mean, we got generals meeting with the local police, openly getting rid of posse comitatus, and now they're putting trapped tanks, not just the old APCs, but wheeled tanks on our streets.
That's true, and your film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, which we will be showing in defiance of this bill here at the end of the month, does a great job outlining what FEMA's powers are and what FEMA can do. So this, you know, until the proverbial you-know-what hits the fan, Alex, I mean, look, this is how they're going to use it. This is how they're going to control us. Once they decide to pull the plug and FEMA comes in and takes over, none of this is even going to make any difference.
Well, here's the answer. Their misuse of the Patriot Act has caused the backlash of over 400 cities. The last couple of big ones were New York and St. Paul, Minnesota. So it's already blown up in their face. Conservatives, liberals are all starting to wake up. You're right. They're not going to get away with this. They're not getting away with it in other states. They're trying to create this chilling effect. Yeah. The answer is, for all those people who've been on the fence, when General Eberhardt and General Frank say martial law is coming, when they say this in the news, it's time for you, your business, your company, your family, to stand up in the spirit of 1776 and say no to this tyranny, no to the real terrorists that are trying to destroy our country.
You'll get life in prison for a statement like that, Alex.
Well, so be it. Again, we stand against the black ski mask, the video cameras, the microphones, the armored vehicles, the open borders, the gun control, all of it, folks. And we're against putting people in a forest labor camp for protesting for life.
You know, meanwhile, on an episode of Law and Order last night, we learned how homeschooling is bad, parents wanting their kids in school to have a nutritional lunch is bad, and how anyone who homeschools their kid and is interested in the Constitution is psychotic and causes their kids to kill. And this is what we learned last night on network TV, a show watched by millions of people, Law and Order, right after 24 had aired on Fox, teaching us torture is good and killing is good, and there are stings to buy biological weapons, and, you know, we know how that works.
By the way, I never watch television anymore, but I was up doing my own TV show last night, and I had a cold, so I just ran a rebroadcast, and I was flipping through TV channels in the TV studio, and I watched the last 10 minutes of 24, and they're torturing this woman, blood squirting out of her neck, but she's bad, it's okay. And this guy walks up and goes, "Oh, I love 24, Alex, it's my favorite show." I go, "Yeah, but they're... every episode they teach you how to torture." He goes, "Yeah, but she's bad." So see? And they admit the Defense Department is funding Law and Order and NYPD
Blue. Oh, this is right out of a CIA script book.
Every episode, torturing people with blood squirting out of their necks. We'll be back.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
We got Bob Dacey coming up in the next segment, but I'm going to have him hold about 10 minutes into the next segment so we can go to all these callers and keep Jack Blood on a little bit longer. Jack, I'm glad you brought this up because I meant to talk about 24, the episode of 24 last night. Folks, I cannot describe to you how horrible it is that I had to stop watching even any television because every time I turned it on, homeschoolers were evil, had their children taken, Threat Matrix 24, Law and Order, all these shows, torture, there's no Bill of Rights, it's good. So I'm sitting there running my TV show, running a broadcast from last week where I talk about Building 7 and Skull and Bones, and I'm airing that, and somebody brought a pizza up there, And so I leave the control room. I turn on the TV. I start flipping channels. And it's 24. And there's a woman with this big shocker thing hooked to her neck. And they're going, we're going to torture you. If you don't answer the questions, we're going to torture you right now. And, you know, they're all the good guys torturing her. And they torture her. And blood shoots out of her neck. And she's evil, though. You know, she's bad. She deserves it. And then I'm sitting there. And this guy, who I've known for years, who does a local TV show, walks up and he goes, oh, I love 24. Oh, man, it's my second favorite show next to, you know, next to Fear Factor. Oh, my gosh, oh, boy, they sure have gotten her. And I go, well, you know, they're torturing her. And he goes, yeah, I know. Every episode they torture the bad guys. I like it. I mean, it was so Orwellian.
Yeah,
and I'm going, yes. And I go, but don't you understand that this is to acclimate the police and the public and the culture that torture's good? And he goes, well, I don't have to worry. I'm good. And so I'm sitting here, and every episode, I probably, because it's on when I'm on TV up there, I've probably seen pieces of four or five episodes. Every episode I've seen, they're torturing somebody. I asked this fan, who never misses it, he said, oh, yes, they torture every episode. Now, you know, that's why I saw it, because he had it on. And torture is now good, and the government in the real world is saying torture's good. And the head general at Camp X-Ray from Rhode Island quit last year and said, I'm not going to torture people. I mean, Jack, what did you see on the Law and Order show?
Well, first let me just say, at 24, after they tortured this woman who has been the thorn in the anti-terrorism side for the last 3 years, okay, once they determined she didn't know anything, they just shot her dead. Okay, so she didn't have any more information. They were done torturing her. They just put a couple of bullets in her, and she was dead, and that's the end of the episode. I'm telling you, this Law and Order thing, my jaw was on the floor. It starts off with a troubled teen or troubled youth is in school. His mom has taken him out of school and is homeschooling him. One of the suspicious behaviors is that she didn't want their kids to eat the school lunches. She gave them their own nutritious food. And they go to her house, and they're all really smart. They're learning trigonometry and everything else. But it turns out that the older kid, being homeschooled, kills the younger brother to protect him because the mother has indoctrinated them with conspiracy theories. And he's so scared of the conspiracy theories that his mother has constantly, you know, laid on him that to protect his brother, he shoots and kills his brother.
Oh, see, these homeschoolers, despite the fact that they're the less violent, highest test scores of anybody, but see, how many episodes have we all seen? I don't even watch much TV where the homeschoolers are evil psychotics.
Yeah, and at the same time, all these celebrities that are being homeschooled, that's okay because they're celebrities, right? So, and it's a wonderful thing. They don't have time to go to school because they're famous. So
what ended up happening? The CPS saves everyone? Or?
Yeah, exactly. The mothers, the kids are taken away. They show mercy, and the kid who shot his brother gets off on temporary insanity, and we all learn a lesson of how homeschooling is bad.
Because
and how
the mother was a conspiracy theorist and thought the school lunches were bad.
Conspiracy theories kill people. There are no conspiracies, as we know.
Well, we've got to go ahead and, you know, that homeschool. Well, I mean, we have the homeschooling families calling all the time. They go, the police are here, CPS is here. They just keep, you know, they're going to take my children. Now, what do I do? Well, but see, the sickos watch TV, and their friends, the cops' friends, the CPS workers' friends, are the imaginary police forces on the federally, admittedly funded TV shows.
Look, I want to say before we run out of time, we're also doing a remote at Johnson & Wales tonight, which is across the street from us, on this white scholarship program. There's something else we're making national news about over here. We're going to be doing a remote from that tonight with Brian Bishop. Here's what we're going to do at WARL in opposition to this Carcieri bill. We're building a new studio down on the street level in the window, broadcasting onto the street. We're on the same block here as City Hall, about three blocks down in the shadow of the State House. We have recently acquired a 50,000-watt tower and transmitter. We're engineering to get your show and our programs out to even a wider audience, even more millions of people. We're going to continue to show these monthly movies such as Police State 3, How Appropriate. And I'm currently in negotiations for a TV show called The Blood Report here. And as I said earlier, we are going to intimidate and coerce the governor to not adopt this type of legislation.
Stay there. I want to come back and take some calls, and we'll get to Bob Dacey, and I want to plug the movie showing, how folks get involved in that. Folks, the biggest, I've got to start watching TV, because every time I watch it, they're torturing people. They're killing people. It's good. They're busting indoors without warrants, and the cop says, I don't need warrants anymore. It's good. Yes, it's good. It's good. It's good.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
My friends, the federal government has something called propaganda placement. That's my term for it. It's public service announcement money that's paid to write the scripts. They actually fund $44 million a year, according to the Associated Press, just for script insertions for major television shows. And so I cannot describe how evil it is that every time I turn the television on, they're torturing people, but it's good. They're violating the Bill of Rights, but it's good. The homeschoolers are the scourge of the earth. You know, JCPenney sells the T-shirt that says homeschooled, spelled incorrectly with a picture of a trailer. This is mass demonization against those of us that are awake to what's happening. They have TV shows where the crazy people think the vaccines are bad, where the crazy people think the Bill of Rights is being violated. You know, that show Judging Amy, they have to take the woman's children because she thinks the IMF is bad. I mean, this is incredible. And we've got Jack Blood on from up there in Providence, Rhode Island, and here in a few weeks, they're going to be airing Police State 3 Total Enslavement at the local movie theater. And this, they're going to have some of my videos and T-shirts and stuff available there as well, shipping those off to them today. Jack Blood, how do folks get involved in coming to the showing of Police State 3 Total Enslavement?
Yeah, this is a legitimate advertiser, so these guys are actually commissioning us to show this movie, which is the best of both worlds. As you know, Alex, we not only get a fabulous facility in the Castle Cinema, but also, you know, they've come on board as an advertiser. So we just urge your listeners and our listeners, whether they're on shortwave or listening to 1320, to support this event, literally, even if they have to stand outside and come with us and meet later. But they want to call the Castle Cinema at 401-751-9200, 401-751-9200 to get advance tickets. This is going to sell out, Alex, and we're also going to be having a friend of mine, John Buchanan, who's a great guy running for president on the Republican ticket. This guy has been harassed the last couple of weeks. He's been in jail. He's been taken off the plane by the Secret Service. Really just harassed for being an advocacy of truth and daring to oppose.
Yeah, he's the truth candidate who's running on exposing 9/11.
He's going to be speaking at this event. I just spoke to him yesterday. The poor guy, they've been rousting him. They had him in jail for the last couple of days down in Miami.
But see, that's what they do on shows like 24 and Threat Matrix. It must be good.
Right. I mean, this is what happens when you legitimately try, as an American, to run for president, and not the selection, but the election that we try to believe in. And so John will be speaking there. I'll be speaking there. Rick Adams, who's going to be doing more on this today. I want to urge people to listen to RealityRadio1320.com to hear Rick Adams and Uncensored Radio Free Rhode Island for more coverage on this Cartieri bill.
Okay, well, give folks the date.
And that's the 28th of February. That's a Saturday, folks. And it's in the afternoon. It's 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can bring your children. They got beautiful Lincoln Town car seats, Alex. You get a drink or food served to you at your table while you watch the movie.
And I just want to point out that, you know, we've shown Road to Tyranny here in Austin. We've shown it in Houston. It's sold out. I mean, people are concerned. And I just want to add, according to this new bill, it would be illegal for Channel 10 News or the Providence Journal to write articles today saying it's a police state. So, see, we're all thought criminals together. 92% of us in major polls believe the government killed Kennedy. See, we're all nuts together, so their propaganda isn't working. They tried to demonize the passion. That blew up in their face. We run this country. We're taking America back from the terrorist, that terrorist governor you've got in Rhode Island that wants to arrest citizens for their free speech. He's the one that needs to be arrested.
Yeah, and let's remember, Cartieri came in, he bought this governorship, he's almost a billionaire. This guy is a captain of industry who came in, never had a political job in his life.
And he's engaged in sedition against this republic trying to pass these draconian laws.
You know, and this is also a guy, I remember I was on your show last year covering the station fire, we're about the 1 year anniversary of that tragic event. This bill also closes the books to any kind of fire code, so that this doesn't have to be reported
now,
to the
now
public.
Now, that was the big, a big rock band, and there was that big fire.
Right, and 100 people were killed and many more maimed and injured. I mean, this has affected hundreds and hundreds of people here in our area. No insurance in this place, and these guys have pretty much, their reputations have been ruined, right, but they pretty much got off. They should be going to jail for what they did. But this law also means that any kind of fire code regulations are not available to the public for the public's right to know if they're going to be safe in your business or in your building. And also, any safety concerns at school with your children in public school are also off the record.
And it allows them to arrest you for your free speech or flying any flag other than the American flag. That's the Providence Journal. That's News Channel 10. That's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to bring Bob Dacey up right now, and then I want to go to some calls. But I want to get, and stay there, Jack. This is Bob Dacey, writes for Infowars.com, his local cable show as well. Does a lot of great work. Bob, listening to all of this, the propaganda on television, the martial law legislation, the massive demonization, I think they're getting desperate, Bob. What do you think?
I think that they're pulling out all the stops, Alex. That's what they're doing, and they're doing it in ways that people are totally unfamiliar with. This story that I'm on has to do with the what looks to me like trying to install their own congressman, you know, kind of sneak one in on us. You know,
which is what they're doing all over the country. They own the voting machines, which they vote on, and they're involved in Chinagate and all the rest of it. But what do you think, Bob, about, I don't know how much TV you watch, but 24, Threat Matrix, every episode, torturing people, it's so good, homeschoolers are evil, grab their children. I mean, how can anybody watch this and not see the propaganda?
Well, I started to watch some of that stuff, but then you just see immediately through the whole thing, and you say, oh, great, they're teaching us that a police state is a good thing, and if you're against it, you're wrong. I just turn it off, Alex. You know, I just can't stand watching it.
But all these weak-minded people are watching it, being acclimated to it. Let's take a few calls, and we'll let Jack Blood go. Kim in Texas, thanks for holding so long. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I call the local television stations in Austin. Not one of them knew what was going on at the LBJ library.
And for those that don't know, it's the fifth giant Homeland Security meeting. We've always had cameras there. Now they don't allow it. And the local news didn't even know about this.
Did not. I called all three stations. They told me they did not receive a press release. That's why they didn't know. I'm like, but it's been on radio stations, you know? It was in the newspaper.
Well,
I'm just flabbergasted.
And this is the takeover. You got generals, police chiefs, CIA people openly talking about taking over Austin, and they won't allow you to film in the major auditorium. Bob Dacey, that sounds like freedom.
Yeah, that sounds like it's just a wonderful thing. I didn't even know about that myself. I'm totally shocked. I didn't know they were going to have a meeting like that in Austin.
Oh, I've been to two of them.
It's a secret.
Anything else, Kim?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Kim, what do you think about the stuff you see on television?
I watch Alias because I want to know what they're going to do to me. When they come after me, I want to be ready.
So by watching their propaganda, you get valuable intelligence.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll buy into that, Alex. That's good. That's what I do.
Yeah, I can't stand it. They were shocking her and blood shooting out of her neck.
Oh, I don't watch 24. I thought that was too gross. I don't watch 24. I don't watch NYPD. I never watched NYPD, to tell you the truth, because I saw
people.
The blatant...
Well, look, Alex, also, you know, look, there's a new UN thriller coming out, which we talked about when you were on my show the other day with Sean Penn and Nicole Kidman. And these movie theaters, these movie companies make deals with the UN, make deals with the Pentagon to be able to film on their premises in order to have script approval by the Pentagon.
Yeah, that's admitted. The Pentagon's writing the scripts, folks. Thanks for the call, Kim. Tim in Washington, D.C., another thought criminal joins us. Welcome, Tim.
Jim in D.C.?
Yes.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Fine.
Always good to hear your voice. The last time I called to say this is when Ashcroft backed up on the Patriot thing, or they renamed something. You may recall this.
Well, he said it didn't exist.
And you said, yeah, but they're going to change the name, and and I said, yeah, but your people have got to know that you are having an effect, and we kind of talked about that. You allowed us how that was the case. Now I see you feeling more emboldened, and I'm thrilled to hear Mr. Blood talk. Funny, though, before I say about the cows what I'd like to say, he mentioned that you could get arrested for the Confederate flag thing.
You can get arrested for any flag other than the American flag if they pass this law. Any other flag with the American flag displayed, you will be arrested.
It's a funny thing. I'll jump to the cows. But in 1970, I was shooting a documentary film of a rock festival in Florida outside of Daytona Beach called Winter's End, and they arrested a young man for desecration of the flag. I knew the producers of this show. Johnny Winter, a Texan, was the lead act. And so we went down there with our camera and everything, and the guy unfurled the flag, you know, and he said, look, buddy, this is the Confederate flag. It was a very funny thing. But I'm talking about the downer cows, and this is something that you've been on and have made an issue way ahead of everybody else. When I was a disc jockey in Washington in 75, I interviewed a woman named Frances Moore LePage. She wrote a book called Diet for a Small Planet, and she was way ahead of the curve. And basically, nobody has really been talking about this that I've heard on the airwaves since then. Harry Chapin was with me that day in the studio. Since then, I haven't heard people talking about it till you. And when Secretary Vinniman said, as of this moment, there'll be no more downer cows in the food chain, I said, Alex Jones, you scored a point. And today I hear that the congressman from New York, Congressman Ackerman, is challenging them and says that they're pulling the wool over the public's eyes. I am just calling to say, oh, by the way, I got a call from a sound man buddy of mine, okay? I had turned on a bunch of crews to your website, okay? And the thing is, you know, you got the guy in front of the camera standing there. He's the talking head. The guy that's running the sound and running the camera, he's a whole different mindset. And the word has flashed through the news crew about your show, about what you're doing, and people would be well know that there are people out there that are taking the information that's not being put out and putting it to good use. I was in Austin, I think it was 30-something years ago, and it was beautiful. I saw the grass, you know, as we're driving north, we're going to Chicago, coming in from El Paso, and we went through that land, and when I heard that how long your family had been there, I got a vision of how fabulous it must have been in the olden days when they let cows graze. And I think that what you're doing on every angle, we have a big lead water problem here in the District of Columbia, by the way, and people that are listening, get yourself a filter. Never get depressed about what
you're
doing.
But you heard about television show where the homeschooling woman doesn't want him eating the school food. She must be a terrorist.
Oh, please.
I mean, we're all terrorists because we don't want to drink the lead.
And they also said, Alex, in that show that the reason they want kids in public school is for a safety net to catch any quote-unquote psychological problems or abuse so that they could correct that themselves. And we know the Tavistock Institute and exactly what UN arm has been put into place to help us psychologize our children. Can I say real quick about the flag thing? I mean, what about the UN flag, Alex? That flies proudly. That supersedes and is in preference to our United States flag. What about all these Puerto Rican flags and Colombian, Guatemalan flags? What are they going to do about those?
Hey, thanks for the call, Tim in D.C.
We should make an InfoWars flag. That's what we should do.
Let me just go back to this for a second. For those that just joined us, Homeland Security wants the state of Rhode Island to pass a law where if you display anything but the American flag, you're considered a terrorist. If you criticize the government, you're a terrorist. This isn't a law to not burn the American flag. This is a law that they can arrest you for any reason. Comments to that, Bob Dacey?
I can't believe that, Alex. You mean if you display the Texas flag, you could be arrested?
Well, Bob, I know you saw the law last year out of Oregon where if one protester blocks traffic, all protesters get life in prison in a forest labor camp.
Yeah, sounds like the nuts are running the asylum there, Alex.
Oh, no. We're crazy because we don't like the top generals saying martial law is coming and it's a good thing, Bob.
Well, then issue me a ticket to the loony bin because I'm crazy then. I mean, that's ridiculous. You can't, if in Rhode Island, they want to pass a law that says if you display a flag that's not the American flag.
Yeah, meanwhile, you got a Congressman Sam Farr who's flying the UN flag above his office, okay? That's all right. Congressman flies the UN flag. That was on World Net Daily just several months ago.
And anything that influences or intimidates politicians, that's going to be illegal, a terrorist action. Any gun is a weapon of mass destruction. Let's take a few final calls. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good to speak with you gentlemen today. You were talking earlier about I think what's important is to educate people on the effects of executive orders as they appear in the Federal Register. Now, what happens is a president makes up a law, bing, all it has to do is appear in the Federal Register, and it is the law of the land. Is
yeah,
that
for
correct?
60 days. Bob Dacey, you're an expert on that.
You know, that was what Begala did that under the Clinton administration. He made that a famous saying, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool.
Yeah, that sounds like freedom.
You know, what the heck, why not? Just blow off the whole Constitution, blow off the separation of powers, you know, just forget it. Just stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool.
Now, if you go back to July 6, 1989, Executive Order 12681, signed into law by President Bush's father, had part of FEMA's National Preparedness Directorate. They would have as a primary function intelligence, counterintelligence, and investigative or national security work. Then you throw in August 2nd, 1990, 12722 and 12723 that also involved martial law and the suspension of the Constitution. And this is giving FEMA powers to make people work where they direct, register every person, commandeer their homes. They've also snuck that into some medical legislation, I'm sure of. And they can also take control of all food and power supplies, radio, TV stations.
Yeah, but the show 24 says if you talk about those executive orders, you're crazy. You need to be tortured.
Come torture me, man.
All right.
I'm ready.
You need to be tortured.
We're all living on Bob.
Yeah, we are. But, you know, we deserve it.
Alex,
and Pennsylvania.
Alex, I just want to say real quick, I had a listener just send me a video, trains with handcuffs in them. Long lines of cars just full of handcuffs.
Well, that's good, too. You know, it's to keep us safe. Tim in Ohio, or I mean Ed in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Howdy, Alex. A couple questions. I had a situation. There was a situation here in South Jersey where there was some kids they found. There was about 7 kids living in a house, and they said, you know, they said everything that they were malnutrition, but they were homeschooled, and that was the big thing. They emphasized that.
Well, statistically, nothing's more dangerous than being in CPS custody. 5 times more likely to abuse or hurt children. Certainly, there's bad folks out there, but that's a criminal thing for the police, not for some federally funded group of snoops with basically TV ads running in all the broadcasts that homeschoolers are all terrorists.
Exactly. And there was another episode. I think it was Judging Amy, where there was like this religious group, and one of the ladies, I think it was the mother, used to be in Cagney and Lacey. She was she barged into the house, and the guy had a, you know, she had the guy laying with a strap, you know, whipping the kid because of the sins, and you know, and immediately the people that I was with watching just said, oh, look at the Christians, look what they're doing, and I'm saying, well, that's Hollywood.
Yeah, it's propaganda programming. Exactly. Thanks for the call. I want to thank you, Jack Blood, for coming on the show.
Thanks. JackBlood.com, folks. Updated daily. Thank you, Alex. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
You bet. We'll be right back with Bob Dacey to get into local corruption.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to cover this article that Bob Dacey's written that is extremely important concerning globalist corruption here locally and how they run this new system. And then we'll go right back to the loaded phone lines here. and then I'm going to keep Bob on for the rest of the show and just throw out news items at him we haven't even gotten to yet. The NRA helping pass gun legislation, helping destroy good legislation. We'll go over this for you here in this intelligence report. Before I go back to Bob and your calls, folks, I've made 10 films, and they're the best tool we've found to wake people up. They're deprogramming Americans. We just got to show somebody one video, and then all the judging Amy's and threat matrixes and 24s and NYPD Blue and all that propaganda just makes people angry. They see through it. But most people have never gotten outside the box. They've never realized what the New World Order is. They just buy all this propaganda. All we got to do is unlock their minds, open their eyes, put the pieces together, connect the dots for them. I've made 10 films. They're waking people up. Now, you can let the globalists do what they're doing, let them propagandize, let them engage in all this. They're scared of us. That's why they're getting so blatant right now. They're in deep trouble. People know they're the terrorists. They know how evil they are now, but not everybody. So get the videos, make the copies, get two VCRs, link them up, make a copy every night when you go to bed, hand it out to somebody each day, put them on Access TV, put up websites, get your own talk shows, get aggressive. America is under attack. We have got to stand up against this onslaught. Here's the toll-free number to order the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Bob Dacey, Republican link to Chinagate, media empire, and voting machines running for Congress. The story's on Infowars.com. You meticulously research everything you do. People say, well, this is a local issue. Why do I care? Well, no, it has national implications. This is just a window into how they're doing things. He's married to the head of Clear Channel that owns the voting machines that people will be casting ballots for him in. He was involved in the Chinagate cover-up. He's really a Democrat. This is just a perfect example of what Bush is doing to us through his minions by the redistricting. Bob Dacey, tell us all about it.
Well, Alex, I kind of fell into this story, actually. For all of our lives here in Austin, we were stuck with Lloyd Doggett, the liberal Democrat. And then because of the redistricting they did, all of a sudden you had a district that I live in, the Congressional District 10, which is actually going to be won by a Republican. And, you know, the Republicans on the local level are pretty good guys if you read their Texas platform, you know. So I got interested in the story based on that because it's an opportunity to put...
Yeah, the Texas platform, by the way, get us out of the UN,
yeah.
Get us out of the Federal Reserve, get
yeah.
out of UNESCO, get out of the New World Order. You know, we're all a bunch of crazies.
Yeah, the Republican platform in Texas is pretty good. So I thought, well, gee, I want to look into this. So I decided to look into the candidates because the Republicans are going to win the district because of the way it's demographically oriented, you know. And so I went to a Republican function a few weeks ago over at a hotel on Mopac here in Austin, and I met some of the candidates, and Michael McCaul, who is the fellow that I'm talking about in my article, I met him, and something about him just said, hey, wait just a minute. I talked to the guy. He said, I brought up the Patriot Act. He didn't know where I was coming from, and he said he had read every word of it. He was thinking he was going to impress me. And I said, hey, what about Section 213? What about this? What about that? The guy got real uncomfortable. He got his wife to come over and kind of extricate him from our conversation.
It was basically like they live. I got one that
yeah,
can see.
I've got
I got one.
One
that reads bills. Oh, man,
yeah.
We got to make some TV shows saying we should torture this guy.
I even asked him about his stance on the Second Amendment, and he proudly talked about U.S. versus Emerson and what a great deal that
stay
was.
Well, stay there, Bob. We got to start
yeah.
the third hour. Folks, you do not want to miss this expose. Your calls, ton of news, third hour. Stay with us.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.